Transformers took over movie theaters last weekend, and the same will probably be true for this upcoming 4th of July weekend. Transformers: Age of Extinction is the top box office debut of the year. So this may not seem the best moment to bring out a sci-fi movie made on a budget that wouldn't cover catering for Optimus Prime, but small has its virtues, and our movie critic Bob Mondello says that's the case with the new kid flick, Earth to Echo.
Eighth grader Tuck is about to lose his two best friends. Their families are moving from Nevada. It's their last night together, so they're doing what kids do, taping goodbyes for YouTube, which is why they have cameras and cell phones with them when they find an odd piece of metal in the desert about the size of a thermos, and it makes noise when they pick it up.
It, like, imitated my ringtone.
Tuck grabs the video camera from his bike, and just as he's about to start describing what's happening,
whoa.
Something happens.
All right, so a couple of seconds ago, our phones went crazy. Bananas. Look, I don't even know what that is. Alex's phone turned on by itself and started filming. Don't try to act like it's not cool. That is weird.
It's showing us where we are.
And you don't find that creepy?
We should follow the map.
How about no? How about yes? We wanted a last night together, so what do you call this?
A trap?
Well, that's possible, though when the thermos opens up and reveals a glowing, metallic, owl-like critter inside. Well, seriously, how cool is that?
Mike, you have to check this out. This is amazing.
Is it? Because I think it's scary as balls. I mean, obviously people are looking for it.
Munch.
It has access to our voicemails and our texts and our ringtones.
How do you even know it's a he? Are you a dude?
Wait. You understood us.
The idea is that the kids are recording all of this themselves, using smartphones and even a camera hidden in a pair of glasses, which means first-time director Dave Green can knock himself out with impressive, but presumably inexpensive, special effects. He can also set his film apart from the one it's clearly paying homage to. No coincidence, the title Earth to Echo abbreviates as E.T. Echo. The echoes of Spielberg's classic are everywhere. Kids zooming around on bikes, cell phones so central you can't help thinking E.T. phone home. Government bad guys whose first impulse on finding a little guy from the stars is to dissect him, though they'll have to catch him first.
Okay, now! Wait, look up! Oh,
no! But the story's been rethought, not just to do the found footage thing, but in culturally interesting ways. Tuck is an African-American kid whose best buds are a picked-on nerd and an adopted foster child. A teenage girl joins them midway through, and if she's kind of an afterthought, she's still more central than Elliot's little sister was in E.T. These are not huge advances, but they do suggest the filmmakers wanted to broaden the formula a little, make it more inclusive, do something a little adventurous, even, kind of like Earth to Echo's tween heroes. I'm Bob Mondello.